Is it time?
Yep.
Merry Christmas. How are y'all?
Merry Christmas.
It's nice to see y'all. Y'all got to see what the online folks get to see because I got the videos mixed up. I want to say Merry Christmas to the AV crew who are mostly off today. And so if you're joining us online, things might be a little squirrely, but it's all good. Brother Nick is doing all that. Right, Nick? Merry Christmas. We're glad y'all are here, and I hope you're enjoying your hot chocolate and coffee, and everybody looks really cute, mostly in pajamas and all kinds of Christmas stuff. It's awesome. So we are thankful that you're here. Just a couple of quick reminders. One is that we do have our Stone Soup Mission today, and we'll meet over at Quapaw Quarter at 1:30, and it should be over by about 4 o'clock. Can you still bring blankets and coats and things like that? That's still okay. So if you got some that you've been hanging on to, you can bring those as well. I do want you to know that the church office will be closed tomorrow. Woo! All the staff said woo! And we'll also be closed next Monday, so be aware of that. We will have one service New Year's Day at 11 o'clock in the sanctuary. And if you plan to give an end-of-year gift to the church, those are due by 3 o'clock this coming Friday because the 31st is Saturday. So anyway, 3 o'clock Friday for end-of-year gifts. And then again, our What Did Jesus Preach series begins on January 15th. And we'll be talking about what Jesus said about all kinds of different things like anger and marriage and stuff like that. So we want to encourage you to come out for that. Anything that I've left out, Brother Nick? That's all good? All right, then let's stand and greet one another and share the peace of Jesus Christ. Everybody was like, it all of a sudden got quiet. Why don't we open with a word of prayer? God, we do thank you for being with us today, and we pray now that you will give us your Holy Spirit. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to be our Savior, to be our Lord, to be our friend. And God, we pray that you'll bless us with your presence today as we celebrate the birth, his birth long ago, and his birth once again into our world by being born into our hearts. God, we thank you because we know that he is the best gift you ever gave us. God, we pray, lifting up those who are ill or in special need in our church family and elsewhere. We lift up by name Clifford Smith and June Glazier, Barbara Clark, Val Carr, Gene Hammett, Mark Schimmer, Edith Roberts, Hugh Roberts, Gail Pulley, and others that we lay before you in our hearts. Fill them with your power and with your grace and with your mercy in this season. And now we pray all of these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Give us this day.
Woo! There I am. That reminds me. We're about to do carols by request, and you can name any song that you want, and we're going to try to stump Diana. Amen. I want our online viewers, our online worshipers, to know that I have the chat open in my phone here. And if you want to make a request, just type it in the chat, and we'll fit you in as well. So, what do you want to sing? You also have hymnals. You can pick stuff from the hymnal if you like.
Conrad.
Those are on pages 217 to 254, but you can also just throw something out. And I see Kit Conrad's hand.
What do you say, Kit?
What you got, Kit?
Oh, he wants, do you want to say it in the microphone? Is that what you're coming up here for?
No.
What do you want us to sing?
Feliz Navidad. Is it in the big book? Is it?
We're going to be saying
a lot of hymnals, y'all.
Here we go, okay?
Yeah.
Y'all are awesome.
We're all,
what else could it be called?
It would be Feliz Navidad.
It's not in here.
It's not?
No. How about Frosty?
Kit, is Frosty okay as a backup? Would Frosty work? What? Rudolph.
Okay.
Good.
Rudolph comes Frosty.
Not that one, buddy. Sorry, I only speak German, not Spanish, dude. My bad. Next year. Who's next?
Good suggestion.
Susan Berry? It came upon a midnight clear. All right. 218, is that what you said? 218. Last verse. Anybody have one? Jingle bells? Jingle bells. I bet the big book has jingle bells.
I don't think that's in the hymnal, but I think most of us probably know it, so we should be good, right? Give me a thumbs up if you know that one and you should be able to sing it with us, yeah? I should see a lot more thumbs than that, friends.
Josh Dawson, do you know this one?
Thank you.
Do you
We're
know this
all
song?
My children. Yeah. Why do I not have a thumbs up from you, Josh? There should be a thumbs up. There we go. All right. He's obviously been neglected as a child. I don't know what's wrong.
Obviously been neglected.
Somebody needs to help this one.
Yeah, let's do another one. Let's
okay, one more. Who wants to give us the very last request of the morning? Anybody?
251.
Oh, it's a mystery. I like that. Thank you, Sean. Well, when we know it, we will.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Be able to, we're probably going to be able to sing some more in a little bit if you want. We do have, we've come to the time to share God's tithes and our offerings, and what a wonderful day to do that when we remember that God is a giving God. God sent us God's best, which is his son, Jesus Christ, to be our Lord, our Savior, our friend. And in response, we give generously. And Michelle and I watched, and her my sister-in-law watched Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol last night, which I had not seen since I was probably 3 years old. And but it's based on A Christmas Carol by, of course, Charles Dickens. And that story reminds us, I love the change in Scrooge's heart that happens at the end, where he goes from being a very stingy person into a very generous person. And Christmas calls all of us to do that, to grow in our generosity. And in that spirit, we will let us pray. God, we do thank you for giving us the gift of your son, Jesus. And we pray now that you will bless these gifts, which we return to you out of our love for you, in the hope that you will use them to build your kingdom here in Little Rock and far beyond. We pray this in Jesus' name. And the people of God said, amen. Thank you, Diana. Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verses 8 through 10. And I'm very fond of saying these are three of the most Methodist verses in the Bible. So hear these once again. You are saved by God's grace because of your faith. This salvation is God's gift. It's not something you possessed. It's not something that you can be proud of. Instead, we are God's accomplishment, created in Christ Jesus to do good things. God planned for these good things to be the way that we live our lives. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. All right, it's time for the sermon, so I hope the kids have brought their toys. And if you want to come down and join me, I'm going to grab a chair real quick because I'm old like that. But if you'll come on down, I'm going to grab my toys too. Not sure I could get off the floor if I got down. It was a late night, y'all. Have a seat. Y'all understand? Are y'all okay with that? Anybody else brought a toy? Somebody brought it. Yes, come on, Kayla, come on. Come on, Kayla and Lily, come on, you gotta bring it. Anybody else got a toy? Anybody else have a toy? Sit him down here for just a moment. Yeah, it will be a very short sermon if nobody else comes. Oh my goodness, let's see what you got. So, Lily, let's just, you have the largest toy, so let's just start with you. What did you get from Santa?
It's a squishmallow.
A squishmallow. And what is a squishmallow? I've never seen one of these. It's a stuffed animal.
And a pillow.
And a pillow. And it's squishy. When you
feel it.
I did earlier. I went back there and I hugged. It's, did it make a sound? Oh, they should totally make those that make a sound. Well, it kind of depends on the sound, I suppose. But so when you hug it, do you feel loved? It's a very comfy kind of thing. Yeah. Wow, look at, don't fall asleep, Lily, it's a sermon. Tristan, what about you?
I got a watch.
You got a watch?
We got a Fitbit.
A Fitbit watch? Those are cool. Those are cool. So what are you going to do with the watch? I mean, other than tell time, obviously, but. Cool. So you can track your steps. I'm saying this again for the people who are listening online. Exercise. And stuff like that, so you can be healthy. That's a good goal. That's a good goal. Kit, what do you have there? A sword, and what kind of sword is it? It's a Power Ranger sword. It's a Power Ranger sword. Now, I'm a little out of time with the Power Rangers. They were a little bit past when I was a child. So, but I get it. Oh my gosh. So the Power Rangers are a team, right? They're a team and they work together and they have different powers. Is that correct? But then they come together and they use those powers to do good things, to battle the bad guys, right? Is that right? You know, that's a lot like the church. That's a lot like the church, isn't it? We all have different gifts. We all have different powers and we come together to do good. And one of the things we're going to do this afternoon is go to Stone Soup and feed people. That is a way that we can use our gifts together to do good. I love the Power Rangers. I think they're cool. Hadley, what about you?
I got a new doll.
You have a new doll. And you told me earlier that she's a ballerina, right?
Yes.
But today she's not ballerina-ing. She's not, I don't know how to say it. What's the verb for doing ballet? Dancing? It was a late night, y'all. So, but she's not dancing today. She is celebrating Christmas in her Christmas dress. Good morning. Oh, my gosh, she has a boo-boo. Is this your doll, too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's got a couple of boo-boos. Oh, my gosh, but she's got bandages. Did you take care of her? Oh, my goodness. It's been a rough Christmas for her. Yeah, and she's wearing her PJs too. That's right. She sure is. And your shirt says believe. It says believe on it. She is clapping her feet, which is very unusual, but kind of fun looking. I like that you put the band-aids on her. I'm glad that you were helping her get better. Did you know that the church is here to help people get better too? It is. And we just don't do it with band-aids. Kayla? What is this? That's a what?
Scrunchie.
It's a scrunchie. So what do you do with this scrunchie? You put it in your hair? Can you put it in my hair? Brother Emmett, you don't have an ear. Well, that's cool. What is it? Is it a fox? That's a cool scrunchie. I'm trying to think of something biblical. You know, Jesus, actually, I got one. I know you're not going to believe this. Jesus says that King Herod was an old fox. And he says, you go tell that fox that blah, 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 blah. So there you go. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Henry, what do you have back there? A boat. And it looks like, is that a Jeep or a truck? Is that Paw Patrol? It's not? Okay, I shouldn't have said those words. I know, I probably should. I take it back. It's a camper. You have a camper and a boat, so your toys can go like fishing and go to the cabin and enjoy a long weekend. That's what all the kids are thinking about. That is awesome. So I brought a couple of toys. I tried this morning. I know that I have a box in my garage of very old Star Wars toys, but they're buried somewhere and I couldn't find them. But I do have an original. Well, it's not the original, because the original was a choking hazard. This is my Boba Fett, and Boba Fett hangs out on my desk all the time. So if you ever see me in Zoom, I'm looking right at Boba Fett, and Yoda is sitting right beside him. So just know that that's going on. And then, of course, I had to bring Linus. And Linus, I don't know why, he used to read the Christmas story, but his battery has died, and I can't figure out how to replace it. So, but anyway, Linus tells the Christmas story. But then I got these for Christmas. I got these shoes for Christmas one year. And I got my little Stormtrooper socks on. And of course I got my t-shirt that says, Go Jesus, it's your birthday. But this is my favorite toy. My sister gave this to me a few years ago. And if you can't see, it's an abominable snowman from the Rudolph animated feature, but it's a Build-A-Bear, and so my sister knew that I love Star Wars, and so she made the abominable snowman a Jedi. But my favorite part about this story, have you seen Rudolph, like the animated thing, you know? You remember the Island of Misfit Toys, where they go? What I love about him is he's a misfit toy, amen? He's a Jedi abominable snowman. Who would have actually thought of that other than my sister? But anyway, that's one of my very favorite Christmas gifts that I've ever gotten. But you want to hold on to him? You want to take care of him? He'll take care of you too. But watch out, he still has his teeth, so watch out. Well, today's what? It's Christmas Day, right? Yes. And what in church, what do we celebrate about Christmas Day? It's Jesus' birthday, and we don't actually know when Jesus was born. We don't have that date, but for a long, long time, over like almost 2,000 years, we've celebrated Christ's birth on December 25th, and so this is the day when we honor that, and that is a complicated story how we set that date, and someday when you are older, I will tell you that, but y'all aren't quite old enough for that yet, but anyway, so Jesus is the best gift that God ever gave us, because she's going to have more boo-boos. Well, you didn't see what was going on over there, kid. It's okay. Don't pay any attention. Don't look directly at the, yeah. So anyway. Today's the day when we celebrate Jesus' birth, and we're thankful to God for him. Amen? Amen? Amen. Would y'all pray with me? Would you pray with me? You can say amen for all kinds of reasons, kid. Amen? All right, let's pray. God, we do thank you for the gift of Jesus, and we thank you for the ways that other people in our lives think of us and give us gifts that show us that they love us. And they appreciate us. And we pray, God, that you will help us to be a little more like Jesus today and a little bit more like Jesus tomorrow and even more the day after that. Let him be born in our hearts so that we might show the world the way that that you love all of us. We pray this in his name. And everybody said, amen. Thank y'all. You may return to your seat if you like. Oh, thank you. I might need a hug. I can't forget Linus either. All right, let's see. All right. You want to sing some more? Would you like to sing some more? What have we not sung that we need to sing? What did you say? Frosty the Snowman? I joked. I always say Frosty's about resurrection. Because at the end he says, I'll be back again someday, right? He'll be back again someday. It's all about death and resurrection. Somebody say something. I couldn't hear them.
The 12 days of Christmas?
The 12 days of Christmas?
Oh.
First day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten lords a-leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings,
Ready, guys? Everybody.
12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
That was a lot of birds, wasn't it? That was a lot of birds. Wow. Man, you end up with, what, 12 birds? That's a lot of birds. That's a lot of birds. You know, there really are 12 days of Christmas, and today is day 2, because you kind of count Christmas Eve, and then it ends on Epiphany, which is January 6th. And so a lot of folks in the world, a lot of folks around the world actually don't even light their tree until Christmas Eve, and then they leave it up until January the 6th. And if you've ever had a friend from like Poland, you know, a Slavic country. Maybe does Germany do that, Lisa? Do you know? They light the Christmas tree late and keep it up to January 6th. Eastern Orthodox will do that. But anyway, so you can say have a Merry Christmas for the next 11 or 10 or 11 days. So enjoy. Thank you so much for coming. I have misplaced my iPad, and I think I'm supposed to tell you we do have one service next Sunday over in the sanctuary. That will be at 11 a.m., and Brother Nick is going to talk about forgiveness, and so I know you'll want to be here for that. Don't forget about Stone Soup. We'll meet over at Quapaw Quarter at 1:30 this afternoon and be there till about 4 o'clock. Be sure if you have any extra warm clothes or coats and stuff like that, you can go ahead and bring those as well. Anything else, Brother Nick? Thank you very much. Thank you. In about 1 minute, I'm going to be on vacation. It'll be a Christmas vacation, too, but not that one. Anyway, y'all have a very Merry Christmas, and would you please stand and receive our blessing? Go forth with Christ above you to be your guide, with Christ below you to hold you up, with Christ beside you to be your friend, and with Christ within you to give you hope, love, joy, and peace. Go forth with Jesus Christ, your Lord. And the people of God said, amen. And Merry Christmas.